I actually changed the description of today's sermon, but not in time to get it changed for many of you. So lots of you are expecting that I'm going to talk about what I did on sabbatical. And a lot of what I did on sabbatical was hold up signs at protest marches. This particular one reads, Mary and Joseph were refugees. And I have discovered when I hold this sign that some people don't know the story. Mary and Joseph were forced to flee Bethlehem after the birth of their baby because these wise men showed up and told King Herod that a king had been born in Bethlehem. So Herod sent SEAL team from his navy down to Bethlehem to kill all the babies. And Mary and Joseph had to run. And since the Pharaoh of Egypt did not have an anti-refugee policy in place, they were able to get into Egypt. Had they not been able to get in and been turned back, we would all be reading different books and hearing different stories about babies born in Bethlehem. I've been literally working on this sermon for months. One of the advantages of having a minister on sabbatical is that sermon preparation can take months rather than 1 week. I did recently hear a minister talking about, he was asked, how long did you work on that sermon? He said, well, at this point, 35 years. My first sermon was delivered when I was 12, so at this point, I've been working on this one for 51 years. My reason for mentioning the number of months that have gone into the gospel according to Key Lime Pie is that in the last few months, the government of the United States has apparently lost its mind. Racist, homophobic, greedy, nationalistic, fascist, anti-immigrant, anti-refugee, anti-Muslim, mass incarceration, militaristic, warmongering forces have risen up and taken control. Sounds pretty bad, doesn't it? And it looks like many, many people may be hurt under current government policies. Hopefully not you, dear one. Hopefully not you. So before I start talking about this tragic, maddening situation, I need to ask you some questions that will eventually lead you to think about key lime and apple and cherry and pumpkin and even pecan pie as these pie flavors might apply to what it means to us to live together as Unitarian Universalists, especially in Red State, Greenville, South Carolina. Here's the first question. How different is life today for the thousands of young black men whose lives have been upended by prison terms that they are serving for crimes that are not even illegal in 9 states today in the United States? How different is life for the poor working single mother, for the people living in coastal communities watching sea levels rise, for the war-torn daughters and sons of Iraq, Israel, Palestine, Syria, Yemen, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Afghanistan, Pakistan? How has life changed for women who grow up in a culture that objectifies them based on body types, beauty, youth, and a culture that continues to sustain a shadowy underworld of pornography, sexual assault, domestic violence, rape, and in far too many cases, physical death, and in other cases, death by dreams deferred? Things have changed. Syrian refugees, hundreds of them, who have endured months and months of vetting, interviews, background checks, having to write letters, gather information from far-flung sources, People running from bombs and bullets. People who were ready to be relocated to the United States. Syrian refugees who finally were cleared for resettlement in the United States learned just 9 days ago that they will not be allowed to come here indefinitely. Thank goodness for the federal judge in Washington who just laid aside the ban on Syrian refugees. And thank goodness that the Court of Appeals in San Francisco refused to lay aside his ruling last night. But very little has changed in Syria itself, or in Yemen, or in Iraq. The bombs bursting in air and the rockets' red glare give proof through the night that our flag is still there. Things have changed for our LGBTQ folks, for the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and questioning folks. We don't know how laws will change, but there is talk of congressional action to undo so much progress of the past few years, and that's wrong. It's sad, and it roils up anger and frustration. You have heard already this morning the impact on the Hispanic community. Please speak to our guests. And by the way, I'm paying for your lunch. If you didn't bring $6 with you, I'm paying for your lunch. Please speak to them during the coffee hour and the fundraiser for our young people. The maddening, disempowering, crazy-making question that faces us this morning, here in Red State Greenville, here in Bob Jones Greenville, here where tyrants sometimes find their jackbooted fascism in what they call the Holy Bible. The question for us this morning is, how do we hang together as Unitarian Universalists and treat each other, with dogged respect and love, and lay down our arrogance and self-importance so that we become an even more cohesive force for social transformation? And one answer can be found in the gospel according to Key Lime Pie. Quick clarification. You just heard me refer to jackbooted fascists using the Holy Bible. Please know that not all people who read and believe the Holy Bible are fascists. Many, many people who read and believe in the Holy Bible are kind and gentle and compassionate. And some of them even protested Donald Trump at the National Prayer Breakfast and surrounded a mosque in Austin, Texas, to protect it from hateful neighbors. There are many, many good, kind, wonderful people who read and believe in the Holy Bible. So here's how it is with the gospel according to Key Lime Pie. No matter how you may love key lime, or cherry, or peach, or apple, or even pecan, you cannot live on it alone. The ancient Hebrew texts tell us we cannot live by bread alone, but only by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. If you will substitute pie for bread in that passage, you'll understand a little bit about what I'm talking about. We cannot live on pie alone. And no religious institution can function with just one kind of functionality. We have to vary the menu if we are to grow and remain vital in Greenville, South Carolina. Only a varied menu will serve a hurting, hungry world. This is part of the genius of our movement, and part of why we have done so well in the past and may do well in the future. We serve a varied menu. If you are an intellectual liberal and believe that government can serve the common good, you can find a home here. You can find a home here. Maybe we can call that cherry pie in honor of George Washington. If you are a spiritual nonconformist who believes crystals can extend the gas mileage on your automobile. Now see, y'all should not laugh at that. Or if you believe sacred bird feathers can evoke healing energy, you can find a home here. You may also find people who will laugh at you, but you can find a home here. We're going to call that pumpkin pie. If you're a rugged individual who draws truth from a variety of sources, poets and novelists and philosophers, and maybe time beside a rolling river, you can find a home here. We're going to call that homemade pie. But eating pie we like is not our only function. We also have to serve some pie. That moves us into areas like memorial services, pastoral care. You've just heard this morning how much our pastoral care means to Sabrina and to Beth and to Jim and to Jackie and whoever I left off that list. We owe a great deal of gratitude to our pastoral care team. And if you are not already on that team, I encourage you to join that team. Talk to me about it. I'll tell you how to do it. We also owe a great deal to religious education, which is serving soup and chili today. $6. If you didn't bring $6, I'll buy you lunch. But there are two functions of congregational life which I want to challenge us to think about this morning in hopes of inspiring us to do things just a little bit differently. Just a little bit differently. The first is driving the pie truck into somebody else's neighborhood. The second is going ahead and enjoying a slice of pie, even if it's not your favorite flavor. How do we drive the pie truck into somebody else's neighborhood? Do we address poverty, racism, homophobia, or mass incarceration? Or do some of us address one of those and some of us address another? Do we lobby elected officials or give money to panhandlers? Do we mentor young people in the schools or volunteer in the local women's shelter or volunteer for the Hispanic Alliance? If you would like to volunteer with the Hispanic Alliance, Adela Mendoza is with us this morning. We'd be glad to hear from you. Clearly, we do more good by driving the pie truck into some other neighborhood so that the pie we bake is not just our favorite flavor, but flavors sampled by other people. This is important. I heard a Pentecostal preacher say one time, "Are you listening to me?" This is important. Now, let me digress just a little bit. In my 7.5 years of ministry as a Unitarian Universalist, two people have told me in almost exactly the same words. When I hear you speak, I feel like I ought to be a better person. And I don't want to be a better person. Okay, I get that. I got it. And as you listen to me talk about driving the pie truck into other people's neighborhoods, please understand that such a drive is a choice. It's a choice. If you hear me saying we should be baking pies for other people, extending our ministries outside our own tribe, also know that you get to do what you darn well please. We say in this organization that we don't have a creed, but we sort of do have a creed. And that's it. I get to do what I darn well please. And if you don't... No, never mind. So that brings me to the second function of pie eating that I mentioned earlier. If we are to grow and feel our oats as an international movement, we have got to eat a little pie every now and then that is not our favorite flavor. Some of y'all are going to get back there in the fellowship hall this morning and you're going to discover that your favorite flavor is not there. So you're either going to have to eat pie that's not your favorite flavor or you're going to have to go without pie. This happens most often when someone in our congregation says something we do not agree with. Listen to me now. Something that may even sound like the words of an idiot or a crazy person. It happens. It happens. Please take a breath when this happens. And hesitate before calling that other person an idiot or a crazy person. It makes sense to them when they say it. Our great strength is that we are an umbrella religion which occasionally inspires some idiot or crazy person to say something that is so bizarre and ridiculous that we feel an overwhelming compulsion to call him or her some demeaning name and say absolutely and unequivocally, "You are not eating my favorite flavor of pie. How dare you?" I beg you not to do that. Paulo Coelho, the author of The Alchemist and possibly the best-selling writer alive today, says, "If you are tolerant and compassionate, you can realize your dreams without harming others." Tolerance and compassion have to be a part of our congregational life if we are to not only eat our favorite flavor of pie, but build a community of people who eat all kinds of pie. The banquet table has to be tolerant of key lime alongside cherry and pumpkin, apple and peach, and even pecan, however you may pronounce it. I know. Too many people have been driven from among us, right here in the Greenville UU Fellowship. Too many people have been driven from among us because somebody dared to say, "There is only one good flavor of pie." Feelings get hurt. Our being welcoming to everyone becomes a lie because some self-righteous pie baker does not like one particular flavor. That is not our best course of action, and it is not tolerant or compassionate. We have to reach a deep place within us where we realize Unitarian Universalism works because the cherry pie can sit next to the key lime pie, can sit next to the apple pie. The table full of different flavored pies is one step, one more step toward a better world and not permission for some idiot to eat the wrong flavor. I invite you to see it that way and be very cautious of calling anyone an idiot or a crazy person. So there you have it. We walk in the path of great Unitarian Universalists who changed the world, but they also never did it alone. Great reforms have been made around issues as varied as slavery, women's rights, the 40-hour work week, and marriage equality, but we never did it alone. Building a better world or filling a pie truck is almost always a group effort that has required allies who ate all kinds of pie. Whatever dreams you hold, make them come true with compassion and tolerance. Have a good time. Work to build a relationship as much as you strive to be right, as much as you strive to advocate for your favorite flavor of pie. Our strength is in our diversity. Our juice comes from all kinds of fruits, and our flavor comes from all kinds of nuts.